The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. I believe the popular imagination has dwelt for some time upon the unfair fates of dogs and other animals launched on one-way trips into space. Laika is the dog most of us have heard of, the solo passenger on Sputnik 2 in 1957. There's a sweet picture of her smiling from her spot in the spacecraft. Yes. Of course, dogs can smile. Who knows what fright and loneliness she faced upon takeoff? She didn't live long in orbit. Laika and others like her, among them Belka and Strelka, paved the way for humans to lift off and shuttle safely through space. Sometimes I glance at my dog and wonder if we people have understood the dog-human dynamic incorrectly. What if they are the alphas, the leaders, the brilliant Socratic teachers? And what if we are the ones being led around this whole time, comforted, entertained, loved, and learning to serve, to stoop down humbly and minister to another living thing? I've heard that when pets exhibit problematic behavior, they're trying to get us to confront something not in them, but in ourselves. A few years ago, out of nowhere, my healthy adult dog began soiling the rugs in our living room whenever we left her alone. It was maddening. Every time it happened, I'd lose my cool. It wasn't till I let go of my fury and began to attend calmly, patiently, almost willingly to cleaning up her mess that the episode ceased. Sometimes I think Coco, seeking to mend my shortcomings, was offering me lessons in selflessness, humility, and devotion, things a dog is well equipped to teach. Today's poem is The Ghosts of the Space Dogs by Alexandra Oliver. Everyone is their friend in cosmic darkness, sweeping under the capsule, miles of oceans, dancing trees full of little mottled birds, and somewhere there is a meadow, huge and windy. Waiting there are the patient, smiling people, white coats billowing, waving giant sticks and shouting, "Honeybee, Foxy, Laika, get it." That is, maybe, what all those space dogs thought of. Lying flat under starlight, we know they're up there, circling. Science's cheerful lost explorers, suited, pressurized, bully beef and biscuits ready. Now, with the booster rocket silent. Not the dizzying swell of rising heat, and not the carbon dioxide building slowly, filling dog brains with thoughts of clouds and rabbits, words of gentleness, belly-scratching fingers. Not the creeping parades with jeeps and banners, farm girls stirring the air with hoes and rifles, nor the rapturous sighs of stamp collectors pausing thoughtfully over Laika's image, placed with tweezers on mats of royal velvet, green, unfurled, like the best of all intentions, like an arm with a stick cast forth to orbit, like a heavenly meadow flush with rabbits. Watching, all those dampish noses pressing porthole glass as the moon emerges perfect, hanging there like the face of someone loving, passing over the water bowl's calm surface. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.